Good morning, everybody. Hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number, we've got an open line or two for you, is 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by Arbico, and we have visiting with us from Arizona, if I can get her pulled up here. There it is, Sherry Herrera DeFry. Hello, Sherry.
Hi there, Howard. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. We got some things in the news I wanted to run by you in addition to whatever you wanted to talk about today. Matt told me, Matt and David were looking at a story from upstate New York where there's a new disease that's popped up from tick bites. Some young fella has died of it already. What do you recommend to people with your beneficials or whatever else product you'd recommend for ticks?
Well, you know what? It's interesting that you brought that up, because that was the thing I thought we should talk about today. This is definitely full-out flea and tick season, and I'm not even sure a lot of people realize that ticks are one of the worst menaces out there, not only just for our pets, but for people too. And so one of the things that, of course, that we always talk about first is prevention, and what can we do to prevent them in the first place. And so our beneficial nematodes just do a great job no matter what part of the country you're in. And so that's the first line of defense, going outside where the ticks are actually breeding, where the animals like to hang out, and spraying those areas with our beneficial nematodes to take care of fleas and ticks. And, of course, they'll take care of other soil-borne pests, too. The other thing is, along with prevention, of course, boric acid is a great preventative that you can use, and that's more like inside the house. You can also put it outside near ornamentals and door thresholds, that type of thing. And, of course, there are natural sprays, lots of them that will repel, that use minor products like geranium oil, lemongrass oil, and citronella oil. They're what sets up a discouragement on behalf of the pest.
Well, those essential oil products, if they hit the ticks, I would imagine would kill them pretty effectively as well. So
absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we recommended the beneficial nematodes. We had a call early in the show from a fellow in a completely different part of the country. I think he was up in Wyoming and said they had a tick problem and too many acres to spray. And I said, well, try to do the beneficial nematode release and do some sprays on as large an area as you can, and then just expand that as the money and the time allows.
Exactly. The great thing about the nematodes as a first line of defense is that, you know, they take care of other pests as well. And so not just the ticks, but the fleas. And this with this new tick-borne disease, I mean, when you look at the information that's been released, it's talking about it could be a lot worse than even Lyme disease, with more than 100,000 New Yorkers being affected. So this is something that's that we have to take seriously to prevent and make sure that our pets and ourselves are protected. We also have kind of a fun product. It's called the Bug Bam Pet Tag, and this is something that you put on the on your pet's collar. And it just uses essential oils, and it repels pests. And they're very inexpensive, and there's a two-pack that you can buy for about $6 or so. And each tag works for up to 15 days. So that's something that's also, you know, another way to prevent them. But bottom line is you want to get rid of them in their reproductive soil-borne stage.
Well, one of the things I tell people, if they have a really severe case, they can spray a quality neem product, and they need to spray up high on the trunks of trees and shrubs and sides of buildings and everything, because the ticks hang out where they can jump off on a blood meal when it moseys by. So We're kind of on the same wavelength there, the beneficial nematodes and then the, you know, non-toxic sprays.
Absolutely. That's really about the best way that we can go. You know, I mean, this is the time of the year, and we all just need to be on the lookout because it's no fun.
Well, is the temperature 110 out there yet?
Actually, I think we're down to about 100 today, but it's overcast. So it has been, it's been scorching.
Yeah.
But the ticks and fleas seem to like it, Howard. So.
Oh, yeah. She's in Tucson or near there, and my daughter's in Prescott now, and it's nice and cool there. So you've got a lot of beautiful country out there, and it varies a lot. But the weather in Phoenix when we were through there was about 110.
So. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's really been overwhelming. And we were actually out of town last weekend. We were at a racetrack manager's convention in Del Mar, California. Oh, it was just fantastic weather. Just, oh, like I can't even describe it. It was so fantastic. So but we're back here, and we're hard at work with our insects and happy to help out all of your listeners with any of their insect issues. We've got a great line of fertilizers and soil amendments and traps and lures and botanicals and pheromones and all sorts of other great products. So for those of you who are listening, our website is www.arbico, ARBICO-organics with an S.com.
And that telephone number is 1-800-SOS-BUGS. That's Sherry Herrera DeFry. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Howard. Take
Talk
care.
To you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And we'll get back to the calls now about your bug problems at home. Open line for you at 866-444-3478. Or if you want to talk about fertilizers and potting soils like Terry does in Ben Wheeler. Hey, Terry.
Good morning. I know that a lot of the potting soils, now, if I don't make my own by going on out in the woods getting leaf mold and chicken manure and just regular sand from out in the woods, I get potting soil, and if it says anything about fertilizers for, 3 months, 9 months, or whatever, I don't get it, because anything that I'm going to grow to eat is going to be grown organically. And the potting soils that you get, that are just strictly potting soils, that don't have any chemical fertilizer in there, if you use something like cottonseed meal as a fertilizer, do you have to put some native dirt in there to get the critters that's in the ground in there to eat the cottonseed meal?
Well, that's a good question. We do have to have biological activity for the nutrients to a degree to become available, especially to become available quickly, so we have good production right away. And so putting a handful or so of native soil per 5 gallons of potting soil, I think is a good idea. You can go a little heavier than that. But what you do is you inoculate it with the native microorganisms, and that's a very good thing to do. If you make the native soil, especially if it's clay, too high a percentage in your potting soil, you'd create a problem. So it's just putting enough in there to inoculate it. And I agree with you. If it says there's some kind of fertilizer added to the potting soil, it's probably going to be synthetic fertilizer unless it specifically says something to the contrary. And stay away from those. The potting soils out there tend to be peat moss based, and we don't recommend that. And so putting your own compost into the potting soil, if you're starting with a commercial one, is very important. If you build your own, just use compost and rock powders and sugars and a little bit of the native soil to inoculate, and you'll be off and running and have great potting soil.
Okay, and now I'm not allergic to poison ivy, but so I have never had it. But I'm a barber, and I've found out that if you use just regular peroxide on your skin, if you have a persistent itch, now I don't know if it'll work on poison ivy or not, but a persistent itch, well, you can use peroxide and, you know, it'll kind of keep it from itching.
You're talking about hydrogen peroxide, I assume.
Yes, sir.
It's a good product. I use it for a whole lot of things, and I didn't ask Amy about that. I'll try to talk to her again and see what she says about that. I think it's probably a pretty neutral material, so I don't know if it'd have a lot of effect on the poison ivy rash or not, but that's a good point. I'll look into it.
Okay, and about the guineas. Now, I live out in the country, and my guineas that I've had, you know, they do not make noise whenever I come around, but other people and animals, yes. But
they know who you are. That's great.
But guineas are predominantly meat eaters. You know, they eat bugs.
Hang on. If you had something else, I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be right back after this. Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. And it also happens to be a good sports drink. The all-natural minerals and electrolytes infused into crazy water deep underground by Mother Nature help your body rehydrate and recover much better than all the artificial colors and sugars found in most sports drinks. If you can't make the run all the way down to the wells in Mineral Wells, Texas, you can get all the crazy water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, and Central Market. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
There's a new version of Garrett Juice coming onto the market. It's Garrett Juice Pro. And if you're a contractor, golf course superintendent, small farm, or growing operation, then these products are designed specifically for you. Green Industries is the manufacturer. It consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There's also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. To learn more or to order, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years, and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water. A lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products, and one of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. I was talking to Terry off the air a little bit more about guineas and ticks there, and he said that since he's been working with them, the ticks have pretty much disappeared, so he thinks that there probably is something to the control. And he said that he lets them run around during the day and then puts them up in a pen at night, and, of course, that keeps them protected from the predators as well as on the property. So those of you with some acreage and tick problems, it's something you should look into. Next up, Philip in St. Joe. Hello, Philip.
Hello, Howard. I'm having a problem.
What you got?
I planted some Iliagnus.
Iliagnus, sure.
And they've dropped all their leaves.
All right. Well, tell me what you've done to them. Do you have them in an irrigated area?
No.
Do you water them?
Pretty regularly, yes, sir.
Okay. About the only thing that can happen to Iliagnus, it's a tough plant. It rarely has insect or disease problems. You know, it's for people who don't know it, it's a gray plant. Gets pretty big, has great big shoots that come out that you have to trim off from time to time.
Right.
Wonderful fragrance when it's in bloom in the fall. And about the only two things that I ever see cause it problems, Philip, are too much and too little, too much or too little water. You know, poor drainage, and that's related to the water again. Do you have any kind of a probe that we could probe the soil with and see what's going on down in the ground?
I did. I probed it.
What'd you find?
I believe it was almost a 10 on the meter.
Of wet or dry?
Wet.
Well, that can knock them out because it's a drought-tolerant plant. What you're going to have to do, Philip, is figure out how to get the drainage better there. And there's a couple of things you can do. One is not water so much. If it's staying wet and you're not even watering very much, that means you've got trapped water there for some reason. You've got a leak. And I've seen that quite a bit. I've seen a leak in the regular water service to the house. I've seen a leak in the irrigation system, and I've seen it kill a huge, beautiful chinquapin oak, and it was leaking so slowly that it didn't show up, you know, to the homeowners as being, you know, a bunch of water going away, and by the time they figured out what it was, the root system had been pretty much killed. So you could have that, a trapped, perched water table or something like that. If that is the case, you need to dig a drain line from the bed area where they are to a lower point. And if you can't do that, it's just going to stay wet. You're going to have to shift to something else. That plant can't take bog wet conditions. There are a lot of plants that can. You could choose buttonbush and cyperus and a whole bunch of different bog plants can grow in that. But Eleagnus is pretty much a drought-tolerant, mostly xeric plant, and needs to be pulsed. It needs to be watered, but then get pretty dry in between waterings.
Well, I got two of them. I have four planted. And then there was one on the left and the right that's been there for almost 20 years.
Well, that's because they're probably in those spots the drainage is better. Probe those areas and see what's going on different. But they're not going to make it. Eleagnus won't make it if the soil is wet all the time.
It's wet, huh?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, what about this Super Thrive product?
Super Thrive is not anything I recommend. It's got a chemical in it called NAA, and I'm not a fan of that. I think that Garrett juice and all the other things that we recommend work a whole lot better. It's okay, but it's just not in my palette of products. Let me go on and help some other people, Philip.
Okay,
but
I appreciate it.
Just probe that area and make sure you get that moisture balance down. I think you'll be fine.
I appreciate it, Howard.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye.
It's Lewis in Stephenville next up. Hey, Lewis.
Yes, sir. I wanted to find out what do I use to kill grass birds, stickers, and what do I use to kill them marshmallow thing looking like.
Mushrooms?
Yes, sir.
Well, let's start with the mushrooms. Mushrooms are on the property, Lewis, for a couple of different reasons. Number one, they're not anything real negative. They're most of the toadstools and mushrooms that we see in turf areas and things like that are what's called fairy rings, and they're growing on decaying organic matter that's down in the soil. And it can be some old lumber that got buried. It could be a root of a tree that died and is decaying in the soil. You see what I mean? It can be any kind of organic material that's down in the soil, and it's just the fungus that's taking that root or that piece of wood or whatever and breaking it down. So it's not anything real negative other than if it looks bad to you.
What it is, my cousin, she had this tree cut down. It's about a 20-inch diameter.
Okay, well, that's where it's coming from is the root system of that old tree.
And the roots of the flare, it's real pretty. The roots are real long and they're big, and they're coming out from underneath that. And the people that mows her yard told her that they had to get all rid of their roots in their truck. Well, that's going to tear half of a yard up.
No, you don't need to. You can just knock down the mushrooms or enjoy the way they look. They're kind of interesting. You could spray them with baking soda and water if you wanted to and kill them, but there's really no reason. They're not hurting anything at all. Let me put you on hold, and I'll tell you about grass burrs off the air and everybody else real quickly when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Two lawmakers calling for an immediate U.S. military response to Syria's suspected chemical weapons attack last week, Republican Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee and Democratic Representative Elliot Engel of New York. Syria says it's reached an agreement meantime to allow a U.N. team of experts to visit the site of the alleged attack. outside of Damascus. 100 people died in that assault. Egyptian courts heard separate cases today against former President Hosni Mubarak and top leaders of his arch-rival, the Muslim Brotherhood, in what Egyptian media calls, quote, trials of the two regimes. Both cases involve the killing of protesters. And firefighters are bracing for strong winds that could push a California wildfire further into the northwest edge of the Yosemite National Park today, threatening thousands of homes. The massive blaze also burning near two groves of ancient sequoia trees unique to the region. This is SRN News.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
A few years ago, my husband was laid off from his job. We found ourselves accumulating a large amount of credit card debt. One morning, I overheard an ad, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
The process was painless. My counselor that was assigned to me was amazing. Never once did she make me feel any less of a person. She was almost like a friend.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
Trinity has continued to support me, keeping me informed of useful tips, and today I'm debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Max Scherzer has become just the third pitcher in Major League history to open the season 19-1. Scherzer outpitched Mets ace Matt Harvey, leading AL Central leader Detroit to a 3-0 shutout at New York. Scherzer hit an RBI double in the second inning and limited the Mets to 3 hits while striking out 11 in just 6 innings.
Everybody through the lineup plays well every time I take the mound, and that's the reason why I'm 19-1, not because I'm pitching well, because everybody else is stepping up and doing their job.
In other interleague play, after a 19-5 surge, Kansas City has lost 7 in a row and 10 of 12, their latest defeat coming to Washington 7-2. Boston beat the Dodgers in Los Angeles 4-2 to remain in a virtual tie for first place in the American League East with Tampa Bay, who won for the 8th time in 10 games, 4-2 over the New York Yankees. The fourth place Yankees, meanwhile, have dropped the first 2 games of the weekend series after winning 5 straight. This is SRN Sports. Coco Crisp hit a tie-breaking homer leading off the ninth, providing Oakland with a 2-1 victory at Baltimore. Meanwhile, Chicago down Texas 3-2. That means the A's are back within 2.5 games of the West Indian Rangers. Cleveland beat Minnesota 7-2. It was Houston 8-5 over Toronto. Los Angeles 5, Seattle 1. The National League, St. Louis won their 4 straight, 4-2 over East leader Atlanta. Cardinals winning pitcher Shelby Miller won his 12th game.
My main goal tonight was to, you know, keep my focus the entire game and just attack the zone, and kind of what I've been kind of lacking a little bit.
With Pittsburgh losing to San Francisco 6-3, the Pirates and Cardinals are now tied for first in the Central. Elsewhere, Miami beat Colorado 3-0. It was Cincinnati 6, Milwaukee 3, Chicago 3, San Diego 2. Arizona went to 18 innings to beat Philadelphia 12-7. Chula Vista, California beat Westport, Connecticut 12-1 in the U.S. title game at the Little League World Series. They'll take on Japan in the championship game today. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All right, Howard, back with you. Oh, we were talking off the air about the grass burr deal, and just quickly for everyone, grass burrs are controlled by changing the organic matter level in the soil. If you have humus in the soil and thus related to that humic acid, the grass burr seed and other noxious weeds won't germinate. They'll be there, but they won't germinate. And so what I told him to do is right now apply dry molasses and a compost like the black cow compost that you just heard an ad for, probably. It'd be wonderful to do right now. And then in the spring, March the 15th, corn gluten meal. That's one of the few things that I'm pretty comfortable about using it for. It's not totally effective consistently on a lot of stuff, especially in the fall. But in the spring, particularly against grass burrs, it works very well. And we'll be talking about putting it out sometime around March the 15th, okay? And right now, from Gecko Hardware, we have Zach joining us. Hey, Zach.
Hey, Howard. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing very well. How's all the life and energy at Gecko Hardware in East Dallas, Texas?
It's wonderful. It's a little more energetic than normal. We're getting geared up for Labor Day, and we've got a big sale for projects inside and outside your house.
Cool.
It's very cool. I'm going to help people kill all their pests and make their plants healthy, and we're bucking the system, which you may know is not normal for a nursery, and we're doing plant sales in season this year.
Okay. Well, good for you. You got some new stuff coming in or already in?
Yes, sir. I've got a full bunch of tables with native perennials that I think with our milder summer that we've had are going to do really well for people.
That's great. They're kind of hard to find too, so probably need to come by and pick up some of those myself. Have you heard, we've talked about guineas a few times on the show today and tick control. Is that something y'all ever looked at selling along with your chickens and other animals there?
Well, no, I really haven't. And guineas, they fly a little too well and are a little too noisy for me to be comfortable carrying them yet.
That's true.
Well, but they do great on pest control.
Yeah, they're kind of interesting animals for sure. Well, the department that carries all the fertilizers and soil amendments and pest control things that I recommend all the time is one of the best, if not the best, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We really appreciate what they're doing there. Gecko Hardware is located. Tell them where and what your store hours are, Zach.
We are 10233 East Northwest Highway, Suite 409. We're open 10 to 6 today and 9 to 8 the rest of the week. And I'd like to see you come and get some ultra-low VOC paint for the ugly walls you've been staring at all summer.
Well, that's exactly what we're working on ourselves. Zach, thanks for calling, and we will be seeing you over there shortly.
Well, thank you so much, Howard. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Zach. That's a really cool place because a lot of the nurseries are reluctant to change garden centers. They want to keep selling the things they've sold in the past that they have a comfort level with. And we keep coming up with new ideas and new recommendations. And Gecko just jumped all over that, and they're carrying the things, including the new Garrett Juice Pro and a lot of products that you will find hard to find in other stores. So, and it's a fun place. You'll just enjoy the way it looks and the quality of the inventory and the staff and the service and the whole deal. Gecko Hardware. Here's Will in Chico, Texas. Hey, Will.
How you doing, Howard?
Doing well.
I'm noticing a whole lot of these green June beetles, and I'm not exactly sure if the name is correct on them, but I mean, they're just overrun with them. And I'm curious as to what they can do damage-wise and what we need to do to get rid of them.
Well, they can do some damage, Will. Their primary target, what they like the most, is fruit that's a little past ripe. You'll see them on persimmon trees and various fruit trees that are a little bit, the fruit's gotten a little bit past maturity, and you'll see them on there by the thousands. They will do some damage to green plant tissue from time to time, but they're kind of like sow bugs and pill bugs. They're not consistent about that. So you can kill them. You can kill them with the Essentria sprays or any of the essential oil sprays. You can kill them with the neem, good quality neem product like the Azosol, or bio-neem, one of the ones that's a concentrated neem oil mixed with your Garrett juice mixture, or you can use just 2 ounces of orange oil with the Garrett juice, and it would work pretty well on them too. You can dust them. They're usually clustered together,
okay, and
you can dust them with natural diatomaceous earth, and that works pretty well also.
What is their, I'm assuming, their purpose? What are they doing me any good?
Oh, well, their larvae are grubs, and they're down in the soil tunneling around and aerating the soil, and part of the overall biodiversity of things. Well, that's about as nice a thing as I can say about them, I guess. The rest of it's pretty negative. They're pretty. I think they're pretty insects.
I think they'd make good fishing bait.
They probably would. Let's give that a try.
but as far as their purpose, I'm not seeing a purpose with them other than they're out here in the drove.
Not anything that you need to be worrying about. No, knocking them out would be fine with me.
Okay. Well, thank you, Howard.
Appreciate your call. Yeah,
yes,
they
sir.
Could even be, they normally are in such clusters on fruit, on trees and everything, you could probably use a real shop vac and suck them up into a shop vac and get rid of the bulk of them and not even have to spray anything out there. Here's Barbara in Fort Worth next up. Hey, Barbara.
Hello, Howard. I'll tell you how I exterminated the fleas. I was taking care of a friend's house, and cats were getting under the house. I closed up the hole, but the next-door neighbor said, Barbara, just spray with some Clorox. So I had a spray bottle that just put out a fine mist. When I came out of the bathroom and looked down, my beige pants were just black with fleas. I sprayed that entire house with just a mist. Never saw another flea.
Well, I'm glad it worked, but I wouldn't use that technique, Barbara. I think Clorox is way too toxic. You could have done the same thing with orange oil sprays or essential oil sprays or dusting natural diatomaceous earth or something like that. Bleach, a little too toxic for me.
Well, he wasn't living in the house. He was away for quite some time, yeah. So it would have cleared out by the time he move back home.
Well, I'm glad you got rid of them. Outdoors, too, if you haven't tried it yet, next time you have an outbreak, use the beneficial nematodes, and they'll wipe them out as well or better than the bleach because you don't hurt beneficial insects with it.
Oh, okay. Well, this was just in the house where I sprayed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, appreciate your call. Next time in the house, try the orange oil or one of the essential oil products. They work beautifully. They smell really good, and they have a nice residual effect, especially orange oil. David in Paris next. Hey, David.
Oh, good morning, Howard.
What's up?
I want to testify.
All right.
Regarding the calls that you've had today and the comments you've made about guineas and chickens.
Okay.
If people are not raising guineas and chickens in synergy with their garden, what are they thinking? My chicken coop opens onto my garden, and in the winter months when it's fallow, they just have the run of that garden. They level it. They eat every seed, every grub, every bug, and in their scratching, they till it.
Yep, yep.
And then when I plant my spring garden, I've got some gates on my coop, and I'll open them up to a run that goes around the entire perimeter of my garden. So that way they don't get into the young sprouts because they are omnivorous.
Oh, yeah, they're going to mess up the garden. Especially
and even if they don't eat it, they're going to step on it.
Yeah. No, what you're doing is great. Have a run for them around the perimeter. Yeah.
And there is not a grasshopper, Howard, that can get in that garden.
Yeah, that's great.
Not a one. And to the lady that's using Clorox, good heavens.
Yeah, it's a little toxic. I hear your friends out
get
there
some
right
chicken.
Now.
And, oh, one more thing. I know that I'm blessed to have the room to do those, but many people living in the city don't realize they have the room also. You can, I know this sounds cruel to some people, but it's chickens only fly as a matter of defense. They don't fly for the fun of it. They're not flyers. You can clip their wings and raise them in your backyard. You can have four or five of them, and they will be such a benefit and such a blessing to you.
A lot of people are doing that more and more. I've got to figure out how to do it where I can keep all the wild animals that can even come in through the top down and my dogs halfway quiet and get used to them. But I think it's a great tip. I think that everybody ought to give it a try.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, David. Thanks for calling. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Let's go to Kaufman County, talk to Larry. Hey, Larry.
Yes, good morning, Howard. I'm like a lot of other people. I have a big problem with grasshoppers. I've tried everything in the world to get rid of them. I just heard a guy a minute ago talking about guineas. I actually bought guineas a couple of years ago, and other critters got a hold of them. But I've got so many grasshoppers that they're eating all of the leaves off of my shrubs. All of my trees are bare. I can't have a garden. I've tried everything I could think of. And my question is, can I grow a garden underneath row cover, or does everything need to be pollinated?
It's a good question. You're going to have pollination of squash and a lot of related kind of plants by bumblebees. And so if you don't get the bumblebees in there, you're going to have to hand pollinate them, which will be a lot of trouble.
Uh-huh.
So that would be the biggest negative about that idea. You might be able to come up with a mesh, wire mesh material that would still allow bees in, but would keep big old grasshoppers out. It wouldn't keep small ones out, but that would be something, the possibility, you know, welded wire or something like that. It might at least cut down the onslaught of the big grasshoppers that do the most damage.
Right.
Back to the guineas real quickly, one of the things that a couple of people have called today have said that they keep the guineas in a coop at night, just like chickens. They put water and feed in there, and they go in on their own and get protected from foxes and coyotes and predators, you know, and stuff. And then they get to run wild during the day, so give that some thought.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, if you haven't already tried it, the kale and clay sprayed on your products really does work in most cases, not every case. When they're coming in biblical, these people refer to them as biblical amounts of grasshoppers coming in.
That's what I have.
Even the kale and clay won't stop them in that situation. But
are they migratory? Or because it seems like.
Yes, they are, to answer your question. And they're also going to hang out where they have a lot of bare soil where they can easily oviposit their eggs into the ground.
Okay.
Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I've got to take my last quick break. I'll be back right after this.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, reduce fertilization needs, and help reduce irrigation needs. BioSI can be used to treat flowers, lawns, shrubs, and trees, as well as herb and vegetable gardens. Water Doctor by BioSI cleans and maintains ponds, lakes, and water gardens. Contact them today at 866-393-4786 or on the web at biositechnology.com.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
Last summer, mosquitoes carrying West Nile virus struck with a vengeance. Now it is time to protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito donks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. And they are safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. New from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil, the richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Your pets are very special and their diet is important. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I recommend Munster Natural dog food and cat food. That's what my dogs get. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are important to me. Munster Natural contains no toxic preservatives and does have the highest quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so the choice is yours. Munster Natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website, munstermilling.com. About how to get the product in your area and make your dogs and cats happier and healthier. It's Munster Natural.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're going to go to Fort Worth and talk to Fran. Hey, Fran.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What can I do for you?
Well, I hope you can help me. We bought some acreage. It's like 9 acres, but 5 or 6 of it's pasture. And about 12 years ago, since then, I've kind of been doctoring it, dry molasses, a little lot of sand. My neighbors aerated it. But it's just down to pretty much weeds, bitter weed. There's not really much grass. So where do I need to start? Should I just scrape everything off?
No, don't do that. The first step is to get some soil test, and I recommend that you get soil tests from Texas Plant and Soil Lab. Have you ever heard me talk about them?
Yes, I have.
Well, they're down in Edinburgh, and if you get, you can contact them about how to take the samples and where all you need to take them if you want to, but you could, you could just simply start by taking some samples out of representative areas. In other words, you probably know that this area has soil that's a little different than this area. So any place where you know it's a different soil, you take a few samples, blend them together, and make that one test area. And then when if you have a little sandier area, you do the same thing. You have
it's
one.
It's pretty much all sandy.
Okay, it's all the same. You can maybe just do one sample and get it to them. And get their recommendations, because what that will do is give you a baseline of where you started and tell you where your major problem is, where you're out of balance. You may, if it's sandy soil, you may have not enough calcium and too much magnesium, for example. And so shifting that with some lime on the front end of the project might do a tremendous amount of good in a very, very short period of time. Using
the general things like dry molasses and Garrett juice, especially Garrett juice Pro now that it has the microbes in it, and the basic products like that that we use will improve things. But if you get a test from Texas Plant and Soil Lab first, they'll tell you what's in the soil, what's available to the plants, what the major nutrient situation is, what the trace mineral situation is, and then we can help you with some more specific recommendations that way.
And do you have a source kind of in this area, South Fort Worth, to buy bulk enough for 5 or 6 acres without getting the 50-pound bags?
That's
really the only way to buy it.
I was going to say that. Unfortunately, that's been a big frustration for us. That is the only way you can buy dry molasses is in 50-pound bags. There is nobody that will sell it to you in a tote or in a larger container. So that's one thing you have to deal with. Often I have people, and this may not come out of the Texas Plant and Soil Lab recommendations, but I find it happening over and over again that when people that are just getting started or really trying to make a basic improvement to their land, if they'll add lava sand to the area.
Well, I did that a few years ago. I kind of broadcast the dry molasses and the lava sand with a little humate mixed in.
How much did you put out?
A lot. I kind of did it a month and then followed up a month later. But at that time, I had some horses and donkeys on it, so I think they just depleted it faster than it could recoup.
Well, if you've done one good application of lava sand, you probably don't need to do another one. I think the key in this case is going to be get that Texas Plant and Soil Lab analysis done. Let's see what's out of whack and fixing that, tweaking that, and then getting back on the basic, shotgun.
Do you recommend doing any fall preparation or wait?
Oh, yeah. I think it's a great time to do it because what happens when you do it late summer and fall is you start getting the biological activity kicked up in the soil and it starts, the microbes start growing, start repopulating, start balancing out, and that goes all through the winter. And then when spring comes around, you're way ahead of the game.
But as far as planting any seeds or, the feed store said that I should just get some coastal sprigs from down around Stephenville and throw them out instead of seed. But I thought, I've got to improve my soil before I do that. And I didn't know if you recommended fall or spring for that.
Well, I don't recommend coastal Bermuda for anything. I recommend native grasses because the root systems are bigger, the crowns are bigger, the biodiversity that comes from it's bigger. It's just nothing about coastal compares to going with native kinds of things.
And what's my best sources to get some native grasses for this area?
Well, there's a big seed company down in Kerrville called Native American Seed Company. There's also one in Breckenridge called Turner Seed Company that's even a bigger seed company. And they can help you with native grasses, with legumes, with everything that you need. So they have the three-prong deal here. I'm sorry?
That sounds like what I need then.
Yeah, three-prong deal is get some seed that are appropriate and get some more organic materials out and get that good baseline soil test from Texas Plant Soil Lab.
Do you recommend disking it up or just aerating? Or
I'd aerate it with something like the Airway. It's an aerator that punches a 7-inch hole in the ground and then tears as it comes out of the ground, and they're available for rent or purchasing, and it's the best aerator I've ever seen. It's called the Airway.
Airway. I appreciate it very much.
Appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Those of you on holding, I'll help you before I leave. I've enjoyed being with you today. We talked a lot about poison ivy and probably will continue to some degree. It's pretty a fascinating topic, but everything that we talk about is. In the meantime, during the week, go to dirtdoctor.com, sign up for our newsletter by simply filling out the form that's on the homepage under newsletter. Enjoy your gardens wherever you are in the country. And, of course, don't forget to feed the birds. Just stay organic.